Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, and beat the hammer today. We welcome our contestant. His name is Johnny. What's going on, Johnny?
What's going on, Joe? How you doing, bud?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling well, thank you.
Okay.
How you doing, Johnny?
Awesome. I feel like Joe is off his game. He's got his head in the clouds today. He's not as focused as he normally is. It's a perfect setup for you to come in and dominate. Just in time for Christmas.
All right, Johnny, I'm going to ask you one question before the questions begin from Seltzer.
Sure.
Name the movie. Johnny! Name the movie. She exclaims out, Johnny! What movie is it?
Johnny!
Don't tell me.
Come on, man. No one puts baby in a corner.
Dirty Dancing?
Dirty Dancing. Yeah, Dirty Dancing. All right. A little
shaky.
A little shaky.
You're not supposed
luckily,
you're
it's not
supposed
Dirty
to know.
Dancing trivia for yeah. Beat Dan.
Now, Seltzer has not given me the topic yet, but is it okay if I suggest one?
Well, there's no one topic.
Actually,
there is one topic.
I did a topic this week.
Oh, did you really?
I did.
I guess we'd had hodgepodge consistently lately.
I did. What was your suggestion, Johnny?
Things that I know.
A great. I wish I had thought to done that. It is in honor of Nick Foles, backup quarterbacks.
Hey, how about that?
With an Eagles slant to it.
All right. Johnny, how do you feel on that?
We'll see.
You know the new rule, Seltzer Talk to you, so you got it, 90 seconds, 10 questions.
I'm aware of the new rule.
All right, John, all that stuff. Let me put you on hold for 1 second. Let's bring Joe and Blackwood in. Joe, I'm playing for you. If I win today, you win this great prize, man.
Oh, man, I might as well book it now, dude.
Book it.
You are the man. You are the hammer.
Well, thank you, sir. And here's the beauty of this prize. You don't have to book it, like call them up and say, it's booked for you. But, yeah, book it in the sense that I will hammer it home for you is, in fact, the way to go. Joe, let me put you on hold. All right, we welcome Johnny back to the program. Johnny, I'm going to step into the soundproof booth. I wish you luck, my man.
All right, go eat a sandwich.
All right, that's exactly
right.
What I'm going to do.
He is going to eat it. That was a good call, Johnny. You're on top of this.
You.
All right, so Richie is going to be our timekeeper. As you know, he will give you an update somewhere around halfway through whenever he can squeeze it in there.
Right.
Richie, how you feeling?
I'm always very hopeful, and Johnny seems like he's really got his act together, so I believe.
I like it. I believe that's the theme of today's show. Look at that. All right, Johnny, I feel good. You feel good?
Let's get to it. Time will tell here.
I like that. Let's just do it. All right. As we said, the timer will start as soon as I am done reading the first question. I will not give the actual answers. I will just give you a ding or a buzz if it is incorrect. Here we go. Are you ready to play Beat the Hammer, Johnny?
Let's do it.
Question number one. Where did Coy Detmer play in college?
BYU.
Trent Dilfer led the Ravens to a Super Bowl victory but played the most games in his career for this team.
Tampa Bay.
The Eagles traded A.J. Feely to this team after the 2003 season.
Miami.
Kurt Warner led the Rams over the Titans in Super Bowl 34. Rams linebacker Mike Jones stopped this Titans receiver on the 1 yard line to secure the win.
Pass.
What uniform number did Kevin Kolb wear as an Eagle? Kevin Cobb.
7.
Nick Foles threw 2 touchdown passes in a playoff loss to the Saints. Give me one of the 2 people who caught one of those touchdowns.
Shady McCoy.
40 seconds.
In 1998, this former Eagle threw for 3,704 yards and 34 touchdowns as a backup turn starter for another NFC team.
Jeff Garcia.
Sorry, that was incorrect. I hit the wrong button. Speaking of which, Jeff Garcia led the Eagles to a playoff victory over which team?
God, this is pathetic. Tampa Bay.
Jeff Hostetler led the Giants over the Bills in Super Bowl 25. Who was the MVP of that game?
Anderson.
That one counted. Otis Anderson squeezing that one in. Good work there, sir. Well done. Mm. So we have Ben, my helper here. We got three correct there. So we will wave Joe to Cameron. That was good work, man. Last week's contestant only got zero. So significantly better there. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe Joe only got three right last week.
Yes.
So hang in there, Johnny. Good work. Let's
You're
put
in it,
on
Johnny.
Hold.
You are
bring
in it
the
to
hammer
win it.
Back in.
Oh,
howdy
here
do.
Comes Joe.
Howdy do.
Looking
pinkish.
Fuchsia. Looking rosy.
How do you do, Joe?
How do you do, guess? How did he do?
You ready to play Beat the Hammer?
Hang on.
Composing yourself?
Yeah, and take a swig of lemonade.
Bad performance last week from the Hammer.
Swig of lemonade.
Terrible job last week by Joe.
Enjoyment of his weekend on the line here.
Yeah, that's true, too. All right, let's go.
All right, timer will start after question one begins. You ready to go?
Yep.
Question one. Where did Coy Detmer play in college?
BYU.
Trent Dilfer led the Ravens to a Super Bowl victory, but played most of his career games for this team.
Tampa Bay.
The Eagles traded A.J. Feely to this team.
Miami.
Kurt Warner led the Rams over the Titans in Super Bowl 34. Rams linebacker Mike Jones stopped this Titans receiver on the one-yard line to secure the win.
Pass.
What uniform?
I'm coming back to that. Dyson.
What uniform number did Kevin Cobb wear as an Eagle?
Four.
Nick Foles threw two touchdown passes in a playoff loss to the Saints. Give me one of the two people who caught a Foles touchdown pass.
Riley Cooper.
In 1998, this former Eagle threw for 3,704 yards and 34 touchdowns as a backup turn starter for another NFC team.
What's that again?
In 1998, this former Eagle threw for 3,704 yards and 34.
Randall.
Jeff Garcia.
30 seconds.
Jeff Garcia led the Eagles to a playoff victory over which team?
Giants.
Jeff Hostetler led the Giants over the Bills in Super Bowl 25. Who was the MVP of that game?
Otis Anderson.
Nick Foles started 10 regular season games in 2013. What was his record in those 10 games?
10 games for Foles. Let's take a quick guess. 8-2.
Good work there. That's it. You came back to the one you passed. So you are the winner. How many did you get, Ben? Wow. 9, correct? Wow. That was the best performance we've had from the Hammer in quite some time.
Wow. And I could have taken more time.
Good
last
work
one.
There.
Thank you. Which one did I get wrong? The Coy Detmer?
Yeah, Coy Detmer went to Colorado. He was a Buffalo.
Yeah.
His brother went to.
Yeah, I knew his brother went. I wasn't sure. I just guessed it because of his brother. I wasn't sure
it's
on
a
that
fair
one.
Guess. Good work, man.
Thanks, sir. Good bounce back performance.
It was. The answer, so Coy Detmer went to Colorado. Trent Dilfer did play the most career games for the Bucks.
Rich is so unhappy.
AJ
right now.
Feely to the Dolphins. Kevin Dyson was correct. The wide receiver who stopped the 1 yard line. Kevin Cobb did wear number 4 for the Eagles. Riley Cooper and Zach Ertz, the two guys who caught touchdowns from Foles in that Saints game. Randall Cunningham was correct as the former Eagle who threw for 3,704 and 34 touchdowns. Jeff Garcia beat the Giants. Otis Anderson was the MVP and 8-2 for Foles in starts.
Richie, your comment?
I thought Jimmy had a bad performance the first round of question reading.
It wasn't my best. It wasn't my best.
Did you stumble and mumble?
It wasn't my best.
So wait, how many did the guy get right?
3. So you would, I mean, it wasn't close anyway.
Come on. Yeah. Let's talk to Johnny. Johnny, I told you, no one puts baby in a corner.
I got to tell you, I'm not really liking you right now.
that would have been a pretty cool prize for you, Johnny.
Yeah, it was. It was. I was actually calling because I either wanted to play or wanted you to play for me.
Right. Right.
You know, so in retrospect,
I understand.
What are you going to do?
Johnny, thanks for playing, bud. Thanks for listening to the show.
Thank you. Go slink in a tub.
Oh, man.
Go play, Johnny.
Come on, slink in a tub.
Good
Get out
work.
Of here. All right, Joe in Blackwood. Joe, you win this prize, man. Very cool prize. Two-night weekend stay, Sheraton Valley Forge Hotel.
I am so happy and so grateful for you, Hammer. Thank you so much.
Thank you. If you want to donate that prize to me, I'd be happy to take it from you.
I can't do that.
Okay. All right. It makes sense. I would not donate it either. Joe, thanks, bud. Let me put you on hold. We'll get your information. With that, we say shut it down.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.